ध्यानं भवानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो
नमो महारण्याय
कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते
कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामे गौरवद्विषये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय सदाने कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय भक्ताय नमो नमः भक्त्या विनीयामरादलक्षये ृत्यन्मयतयातर्वो
I am one of the essences in the Lord state of mind. The spiritual master, Om Vishnu Bhava Vishnu Bhakti Pratyan Vishnu Vishnu and same in the Lord state of my Shikha Guru, Sri Shikha Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are given a rupshit. So, as I was telling you, explaining you, that the Kripa has reached to the root state of Krishna in Vrindavan. In the different lengths of Krishna. And very happily, of his tradition formally, of very sweet fruits there. And all are coming to bear to this world. Where he is? Where is? Oin Vrindavan. What doing? Chanting the Gandhari. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukhatanam. क्रमेण रसना मनसी नियोज्य तिष्ठन प्रजे तदानुगामी जनानुगामी कालम नएत अपि नाम इत्तु उपदेशः रूप गोस्वामी कहेंगे he is in Vrindavan what doing hearing and after that chanting and how chanting Hare Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. In any Kunja Vrindavan, perhaps in the Kunja of Srila Rupa Goswami, now it is called Damodar, Radha Damodar Temple. He used to be there. Serving his lotus feet, hearing his Hari Katha. He is there and chanting. Oh, what thinking? What he has heard from his Gurudev? The sweet stories, pastimes, or explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Question that he is here, but he is not here. Where is he? Really in Vrindavan. What doing? Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
I am tears. And this hair is standing. Totally observed. He is seeing that Krishna has left Vrindavan. All the gopis and goats, even deer, peacocks, all are feeling separation. Cubs are not taking the milk of
cows.
Always lamenting and weeping. And cows looking towards north. Where north?
Towards Mathura.
Towards Mathura. North, north, south.
South.
Always. With tears. No grazing, nothing. Peacocks are not dancing now. Cuckoos are not singing. Oh, in feeling separation of Krishna. Also he is saying that all the Brajavasi, then Baba is arrested. Now he seems very old, well, quite young at the time of Krishna. Mother Yashoda, not taking anything, not making, cooking and anything. She has become blind, totally. She does not like to see anything. And more, no cooking. The stove is still, but that is chulha. Chulha, really Indian cooking. Oh, all the pots in the kitchen room, upset. Not clear, very dirty. And on the stove, that is on the chulha. Oh.
One of cobwebs. Cobwebs.
Spiderwebs.
Cobwebs.
Makrosajan cobwebs.
Oh. Is there? For whom it will be cooked? No Krishna, no cooking. All almost this is very sad, terrible. Whole Vrindavan is lamenting and weeping for this separation root of Krishna. In there and what thinking this and chanting? Really a devotee like that, who are going towards Sarati after Rasha, they will be like that. They cannot tolerate all these things. So he is like this, waiting and what more? He saw. At once towards Krishna, he came to Mathura. What Krishna is doing? He is also there. He had given so much ornaments and cloths and garments, very costly. You should give to Mother Yashoda and all gopis. But Nanda Baba has no bear to eat. Oh, Krishna has cheated us. Not giving, yet anybody hidden, kept hidden. Always Krishna waiting. And what became in the meantime? Devaki and Vasudev, Ugrasen, whole council, wanted to discover something. That Krishna should know that, oh, he is the son of Vasudev and Devaki. He is of Mathura. They wanted to get an impression in his mind and in his heart. He should forget Nanda and Yashoda. So quickly they arranged and they invited all their relatives from here and there, very far away. But no invitation was given to Nanda Baba in any of the Brajavasis. How? Why? Or there was some secret that if anyone comes, Krishna will remind, remember I will at once go to Vrindavan. Anyone cannot save him. So, very strictly it was done. He was said, Krishna and Baldevo. And this way impression may come by Upanayan. Because father, mother, or this Vasudeva and Devaki, they are there present and they think that, oh, they are my sons, our sons. Krishna is not son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. So quickly everything, arrangement was done. He was said, put a sandal and palpata, umbrella, was given. And he was given. Only with the Vedic culture, rules and regulations, he became a brahmachari. Both, they were given. Oh, now they are looking very beautiful. Very beautiful. Reddish cloth, like brahmachari, on wooden sandal. Guru told that everything has been done. Only you have to go to your mother and your father to beg something for you, Gurudev. Oh, you should tell your mother, oh, mother, you should get me some. And to father, oh father, or any, at least five houses you will have to go. You can go to all and bring some donations. And he made a cloth like this. Dhoti, you know? Dhoti, that. Not bright like this. Oh, there, like that. You should go and make some. Alms. First I will have to go to mother. Thank you, mother. And he became like wooden
statue.
Remember that news. Father and mother. Mother, but where is mother? My mother had promised to bring so many jewels, full of my jewelry. But where she is? Mother, he told, and he can enter once. All ran away to Krishna. Why is now faint, hearing mother? Then anyhow, what was given, and anyhow, now he has some sense, and quickly everything was done. Then they began to think what to do more. So anyhow, if he is here, Mother Yashoda, or any messenger from Braj may come. So we should quickly do anything that he should be far away from here. And when he will forget, then he may come here. And impression will come. So quickly they arranged to send him to Gurukul. And he was sent to Gurukul Sandipani, very far away from Mathura, very far away. Krishna and Baldev also. And he was there for 64 days. And in 64 days he completed his whole course of Veda, Upanishad, Shastra, all kinds of arts. There are 64 kinds of art. He knew everything. Especially Veda, Upanishad, and all things. After that, you know the history of Sudama Deva and Krishna, how he started his Gurudev. And giving Dakshina to his Gurudev, bringing his son from Jamlok, he returned to mother, Guru mother. And then after that he returned. But they became felt, oh, Mathurabasi, father, mother. But they wanted Krishna, could not forget his father and mother. When he came, after one day, 2 days, what began? Oh, he was lamenting for us. Always looking towards Vrindavan. Always thinking, and one day he was weeping. Where? On the top of, on the roof of royal palace. Bitterly weeping, and in the time, Uddhav came. Uddhav came, oh, he saw that. He was searching Krishna, and he saw that Krishna is weeping bitterly. He cannot speak. His voice was choked. Tears coming. But Krishna saw him anyway and took his hands in her, his hands. And began to tell, my dear Uddhav, you are my student, you are my helper, you are my general.
Advisor, minister.
You are my minister.
Advisor.
Advisor. You are everything. You are my party, bosom friend also. So I want that you should go to Vrindavan. Very well. And pacify my father and mother. They are feeling so much separation always, lamenting, lamenting. They have left there, taking meals, walking and doing everything, no cooking at all. Perhaps they need all. I have heard that my so many cows have that they are not grazing, not taking anything. So many cows also. So you should go. Pacify my cows. That I soon am coming. Don't you? Keep care of my cows and cows. Otherwise they will die. Why? All the cocks and cows are remembering Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So you should pacify. Oh, you should pacify my gopis, whose life and soul I am. They are most sincere. Machita. Madmanashka. Always they are thinking about me. Always. I'm always in on their mind. They cannot forget. Sometimes. Oh, Nandbaba wants to forget all these things. But in house he can. Oh, that's an motor charger is there. Motor charger. Everywhere his foot is kept in the courtyard. All the paraphernalia are telling, oh, what, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Oh. He goes to forget Krishna, where? On the bank of Yamuna. But he saw that everywhere Krishna is there. He played so many pastimes, sweet pastimes there. All the gopis met Krishna there. So more and more. He began to weep more. And then he returned to Govardhan. Oh Govardhan, I will be alone, I will forget Krishna. But where he went? He saw that. All the kuns are crying without Krishna. All the sakha, all are crying, all are crying. All the trees are crying in separation. Or they are seem look like or drawing now. So all everything was waiting in Krishna for Krishna there. So Nanda Baba, what to do? Again he. When he goes, he remembers Krishna. So Uddhava Krishna is telling, go and testify my father, but especially my beloved gopis. Oh, I don't know when you will go, you will find them or not. After that time, they may die. No. Quickly you should go. You should not go on for it. You should go on? And carry it. Oh, run very fast. He told anyone to bring that chariot. Made by golden chariot. Now comes his guide, their chariot is formerly Krishna. He told that you should go. Very quickly too. He's remembering. What remembering? What his Gurudev has told, best friend, Srimad Bhagavat, by being his slow. I want to write that book also, in a shape of book also. Very soon I will try. So, very separate. Even a wood can, a tree can be by the reality. So, Krishna told him to go at once. He took chariot, but chariot was going empty and Krishna and Uddhava were going. And Krishna was telling, oh, how to pacify his father. Especially to gopis, you cannot satisfy, I know. Krishna thought, it will be better. Here I am feeling loneliness. But I cannot return. Why not return? That is so many reasons. What reason was that? First reason was that the wives of Kans, two, Asti and
Prapti.
They went to his very powerful father, Jarasandha, and they told Krishna like a baby, he jumped at once and he pulled our husband, and he saw that why should I fight with these boys?
This is my nephew.
Oh, he could not resist.
Counterattack.
And anyhow he was killed by that. Krishna and all this. There was no fault of my husband. He was powerful. He was strong enough to, powerful to kill them. But he could not do. Because
his nephew.
Like nephew. And then he became angry and he told that, oh, this will be ready to invade Mathura with all the armies more than Kaurava Pandava mixed in Mahabharata. So he was ready. So Krishna is thinking that if I am going, who will save him? If myself will go, Baldev must go, anyone can. So I should pacify them and I may do some arrangement. Because in Vrindavan, very quickly, if I am going to Vrindavan, quickly Jarasandha will come. There is no fort, no army, nothing, no weapons. And here, also peak, castle,
fort.
There is big army here. And all kinds of weapons are here. They can fight. But easily they can. Oh, Jarasandha will come and they will destroy the whole Vrindavan and he will kill but Jashoda and Nanda and all of them. Because they are not fighters. So it must be here. There are so many, also so many leaders, but they were vegan. Or they were sent from outwardly. But what was the region? Behind, very deep. That one day, Krishna was sitting on the bank of Penisnavar, between Nandagaon and Vashti. in the middle. Then Srimati Radhika, Vatim the life of Krishna, a bumblebee came and he was trying to be in the Lord's feet of Radhika, thinking that this is Lord, but really it was the Lord's feet of Radhika. And he got it. Again and again, and he was strong in life. So Radhika became fearful. And then he wanted to say from that. So Madhvendra at once came and took a bamboo stick and he followed that
bamboo.
And he took
just
very far away and returned and told that driven
Madhusudan
that he will never come, never come. And hearing this, Radhika began crying. She was in the lap of Krishna. Krishna was doing this, she was doing this. But she forgot that I'm there. And then, oh, Madhusudan is not here and he has been driven and he will not come, never come. So she became faint like this. Oh, what is this? This is called very high class of love and affection called moda, mara. Also there are symptoms of what?
Prem vaichitya.
Prem vaichitya and manmo. Prem vaichitya and moda.
Dibhanma.
In Madan, all symptoms will be there. Like Krishna, in Krishna, all the qualities, though they are
opposite,
but even all the qualities are there. So everything from Shatatu and lost, Mohan, Madan, and everything, all the symptoms will be there. So Radhika was there. Krishna felt it, that if I'm with the gopis, separation becomes more and more. And if I'm not with them, in separation, they become so absurd. Sometimes they think that, oh, this tamal tree is Krishna, sky is Krishna. And they become happy. They decorate themselves. And they laugh and quarrel with tamal trees. And sometimes they have some man in that in separation even more. And they become very happy that we have, as if they have met with Krishna. So better not to be. I cannot pacify them. If I am very far away, then they are somewhat
at peace.
Pacified.
Otherwise, no. We cannot, you cannot.
Even as
you are understanding. Never. But I told you. Oh, that devotee who was sitting in Vrindavan under the shade of that creeper and he is chanting Hare Krishna. We know it. There is no explanation. And then, Krishna weeping and telling that if I am sending Uddhava, it's about one fire, very intelligent. Shishya of Vihastrati. He should go to the college or the school of gopis, where I have studied what is love and affection. He will go there and he will take admission in the school of gopis, love and affection. And he will be trained there. And if he is trained, like me, then when you return, then I can
share
my deeds. Now in whole Mathura, there is none that I can share. This was the main reason. And that is my reason. Uddhava saw that Krishna is coming and waiting, and he is so restless. So Uddhava told that you should return to Mathura and go. At once he was in chariot, and anyhow he quickly went. Krishna was standing there. Tears were there, but now dry. And he was looking at Uddhava. He saw Uddhava had gone far away, out of his sight. Then he saw only some dust in his coil. Even dust went down. And then anyhow he returned. When the hole come, when the hole come. Not talking it with anyone. Here you should see that Krishna has sent Mathura, sent Mathura. Oh, go to Vrindavan and see what is Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? To see. When Krishna was there, Vrindavan was another type of. When he has come to Mathura, he sent Mathura, oh, you should go and see. What is Vrindavan in my separation? So powerful. When he came, oh, at the time of Godruni, Godruni, you know?
Dasam.
When cows are coming from forest, and so much dust goes to, lakhs and lakhs cows. You cannot imagine how much dust going there. Even Krishna and Baldev and all Sakha's face began to be colored with many dust. So it was like that, evening time. It was full of dust. So easily he went there on the door of Nandamapa. And thus, while told that, oh, anyone has come from Mathura? And Nandamapa quickly came out of his house and saw that his nephew was there. Uddhava, he knew. And Uddhava, he embraced Uddhava and took with him in his house. Oh, he saw that first I should give anything. From that distance he is coming. So I must give him. From where he was coming? From Nandana, not from Vrindavan. So Nandana is also called Gokula Vrindavan. That time. From where he was coming? So he thought that I should give something. But he saw that no cooking, nothing is here. And who will cook? Yashoda mother cannot cook. Lamenting all his baby. When he saw Buddha, when she saw Buddha, all she became faintless. Who has come here, not coming, he forget everything. Pending separation for Krishna. And then anyhow, Nand Baba sent any messenger to bring something from a Brahmin house. And he went there, and that Brahmin cooked
sweet rice
without any sugar, because he had no sugar. And it was brought. And then he gave to Uddhava. And it was like a very nectar, because he was hungry. He took it and he took rest. And then when everything was okay, then they began to cross. Oh, next day. Go,
Hari,
devotee. High class of devotee. Chanting Hare Krishna. And automatically coming like a chain, all these things, because he has heard all these things of five essences with his Gurudev. So all may come. You are, if you are waiting for the mercy of Gurudev and serving him, then it may come. Oh, this is the qualification that we can remember something like this. But these are what?
Namitikilina.
No, namitikilina. Not
mantramayi upasana.
Mantram upasana. Fire from morning to again morning. As a garden, all these past and sore together, then swash. Now mantramayi. Mantramayi means like a flower. One was. And when they will be gathered together, in an evening, from morning to evening, in that order, then they will be charged. It is for high class, of course. I am giving a line of all. You can think like this. But mind is always upset, full of lust and so many worldly things. But you can have a gleam of this. I've told so many things, rough things, so many rough things, and it must have pinched you. But strong things. So here's something today and tomorrow. Our last date is tomorrow. So take this wealth in your heart. This is the line. Lust will go forever. But be there. Go, Ramananda. You are going just now? You are prepared?
It will take maybe 5 minutes.
Then I...
If you want, you can have the other
I
plate first.
You, first your drama will be there, and then...
Yeah, 5 minutes
So this will be fine. Yes, ready?
Neglect your Hari Naam. And every day, the teaching that you have from me, you should very deeply reflect upon them, and according to your capacity, you should try to distribute these teachings to others. And this will attract the mercy of Krishna. So, you may go to your village, but before you go, I want to give you something. I'm giving you this red cloth. This is the sign of renunciation and deep attachment to Krishna. May it always protect you. Never forget the instructions I have given you. And always be absorbed in the